this is how Wayfair started. Wayfair used to be hundreds of different businesses that were all niche dropshipping businesses, and then they combined them all into Wayfair, who still dropships plenty of products today. They obviously have warehouses, but when you're thinking through what high ticket dropshipping is, that's what it is. It's a small, can be big, niche business where you're selling products that are, you know, $800+.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data has been bringing server-side tracking to Shopify stores since 2017, and their focus has always been on helping brands to get accurate data automatically. Stores like Rothy's and Athletic Brewing use Little Data to capture first-party data and send it to the tools they already use, like Google Analytics, Segment, and Facebook Ads, plus connected data warehouses and reporting dashboards. The first thing merchants notice after installing Little Data is their Google Analytics data is now accurate and 100% complete, from marketing channels through to one-off orders and repeat purchases. Their e-commerce data platform hums in the background of your store, sending waves of information like events, purchases, subscriptions, lifetime value, and more, so you can make data-driven decisions with data that you can 100% completely trust. It's honestly a breath of fresh air for brands who have been working with bad data and confusing analytics, or trying to build segments and lookalike audiences without having the right data to power them. Now, Little Data is a no-code solution, and they now have a 30-day free trial on all of their plans. They also offer free data consultations with their analytics experts. So make sure you check them out today at littledata.io. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I do seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there in e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact they're here today means the world to me, and I know it definitely does to another podcaster who is my featured guest today. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes, they're available twice weekly, and they're available from all your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. We're also now streaming live on Amazon Music and on YouTube, so it's pretty cool. So you can check us out there when you have a moment. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from your podcast app, whatever one you're using, and you can go and check out the show notes at ecommercefastlane.com. And there you'll find the show transcript, links, resources, all the craziness, all the fun things you need to know and learn about, and just have a resource there. Also, make sure that you listen through to today's episode to the end, because we talked in the green room before recording, and there is a very special offer for listeners only. My guest today is Ben Kneggendorf, who is the co-founder of a company called, as an education brand, and the company is called Dropship Breakthrough. And what they do is they produce content that helps you start your first e-commerce business in 30 days or less. Now, I know there's a lot of online training and YouTube channels, different things that are out there that are educating people. It's very unique of what Ben and his co-founder do in their online course. They've done lots of other online courses in dropshipping, and they have decided that a lot of them didn't work or was a very poor customer experience and wasn't really building a brand. And so it's very, very unique what Ben and his co-founder have done together. So let's jump in and learn more about Dropship Breakthrough. So hi, Ben. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's talk in a high level first. Hopefully I didn't butcher at the top of the show, but let's talk about Dropship Breakthrough. Like what unique problems are you solving, at least from an education and from an e-commerce perspective?
Yeah, I think you know, drop shipping gets a bad rap, right? I would assume there's some people like, oh boy, here's another drop shipper. And oftentimes it's, you know, some guru standing next to their rented Lambo telling you how they, you know, flipped a bunch of stuff over the last month, turn and burn their store. And so first off, drop shipping gets a bad rap. That is not what I'm here to talk about today. I come from the world of high ticket drop shipping, where you're building a real brand, you're selling real products that people listening to this have definitely heard of before, not some widget made in China from AliExpress. And so that's what we do. We teach that method of e-commerce, and I've personally had quite a bit of success doing that method. And so, you know, that's why we teach it. And, you know, John and I both came from other courses, like you said, and we didn't feel like they really lived up to what we thought needed to exist in the marketplace. So they definitely helped us get started, which I think is honestly the easy part. I hope we can give that away on today's show. Here's how you can get started. It's pretty, it's a simple business model, but the execution can be harder, and how you actually grow a business is where you actually really cut your teeth, you know, on the marketing. And so we wanted to show some of the ways that we've grown businesses into the eight figures.
Lovely. So let's talk about that origin story then, because I think it's always interesting to me, like how people lead their way up to, in this particular case, now actually having an online course and training, and, you know, you're eating your own dog food. I've gone to the website too, and I've seen a lot of the reviews and things, and a lot of successful students who have just, you know, done the work. I mean, that's the end of the day. They have to do the work, but also there has to be the education component about, well, how do I get from A to Z, and what sort of things we need to do? And so let's talk about how all of these pieces came together. Now you have this amazing training. I just would love to hear that story.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a unique story. When I first started thinking about doing anything online, I was working at a Walmart distribution center. So I was either driving yard truck or throwing boxes on a conveyor belt or unloading trailers or throwing, you know, big non-conveyable boxes onto pallets or dog food, God forbid, dog food. that day was not a fun day. Imagine how much dog food they sell, and you have to you have to like pick one at a time and stack your pallet, right? Just going down this aisle of hundreds of gifts. Anyway, so I was working there, and the goal there of this building, it's like a 20-year-old building. So anybody who started on first shift, they've never left, because it's kind of the holy grail. You're working 4 10-hour shifts. You're on first shift. You've, you know, I'm heavily air quoting over here. You've made it. And so 7 years in is when I finally made it to first shift. That's when I could transfer there. I had enough time built up to get there to the worst job on first shift, of course. And when I walked in, everyone was dead inside. Just, they all looked extremely unhappy. It's very early in the morning. And I really sat there and was like, holy, like, this is it? Like, I'm 29. I've made it to the holy grail of this building. Maybe I'll become a coach someday, because we're a team, right? Give me a W. Anyone listening who worked there, they'll know what I'm talking about. And so I remember taking a note, and I went in the bathroom, and I took a little break at like 5:55 in the morning. I have this note on my website, and I just said, I must begin setting goals and formulating a plan for the future. Working for this place is slowly driving me insane. Find your passion to begin. Set goals. Set an action plan. Begin the first steps immediately. And that was really the day. It was, you know, did I become successful the next day? Of course not, right? That's when I really started brainstorming. Mm-hmm. How can I get out of here? There's got to be a way out of here. And so my first step was actually looking into flipping things on eBay. I had some friends who would go buy random things at garage sales, flip them on eBay, and make a few bucks. And I was like, all right, let's get started there. So I would go to, you know, garage sales in my area. I would find things mostly new. It's shocking how many people sell like trinkets that are new at a garage sale. I would scan them with my eBay app, or I would go to a clearance aisle at Walmart or Target or TJ Maxx or any of the big box stores. I would scan them and see if there was some arbitrage to be had there. And I made a few bucks, right? Just flipping some stuff and shipping it out. But I quickly realized that's not really scalable. I can't continue going to garage sales. I can't continue going to clearance aisles. And maybe you could, but that did not sound like the business I wanted to run. And somewhere in there is when I started consuming podcasts. And to this day, I'm a podcast junkie at this point. I can't consume enough. I love podcasts.
Awesome.
Have a few of my own as well, right? And so I stumbled across the term dropshipping, and I had no idea what it was. So this is, you know, 2014 at the time. And I really didn't know what dropshipping was. And there wasn't really any of the, you know, air quote gurus out there that are out there today telling you to use Oberlo or AliExpress or any of those things. It wasn't really that popularized, but what was out there was people talking about a form of dropshipping that's been around for 20 years, which is high ticket dropshipping. So to give you some reference, this is how Wayfair started. Wayfair used to be hundreds of different businesses that were all niche dropshipping businesses, and then they combined them all into Wayfair, who still dropships plenty of products today. They obviously have warehouses, but when you're thinking through what high ticket dropshipping is, that's what it's a small, can be big, niche business where you're selling products that are, you know, $800+. So when I heard this, it made sense to me of like, okay, I'm building a real business. I'm going to build a real audience. I'm selling products people are actually looking for. And shortly after that, I heard a podcast with Justin Cook from Empire Flippers who said, this is a sellable business. And that really intrigued me, right? You can not only make money, but you can actually sell this at a multiple. You can imagine that in 2014, I'm 29, I'm working at Walmart. All of this stuff is new to me. It was very exciting and got me pretty excited, right?
Yeah.
So somewhere in there, I got targeted for a course and I ended up taking that course. And during the first year of, so I bought that course on January 11th, 2015. I'll remember that day forever. And within 1 year, I had built and sold my first high ticket dropshipping business. And I exited that business for 1 year's salary at Walmart, which at the time was honestly life-changing money. I had no idea that you could exit for that kind of money. So I quickly saw that, you know, this works. There's real possibility here. There's real people looking for these products and making sales while you're sleeping is, honestly, it's a great feeling.
Wow. That's an amazing story. You know, it's funny you were talking about this whole idea of, you know, building a large marketplace and stuff like that. And I did just online here searching a bit like that. It's so interesting from a niche perspective, how people are building high ticket dropship websites right now. I'm sure it's part of your training. I know we're going to dig into some of the specifics on it, but I'm at a standing desk exactly right now at the moment. And I went and I just did a quick search about, you know, best, you know, standing desks and just trying to see what's up there. It's so interesting. So this one went to startstanding.org, for example, was this one website I'm going to right now. And a lot of resources and a lot of interesting things about and a lot of education component around a niche of like the work from home. So a very pandemic fueled kind of very interesting market, still hot market still to this day. And so interesting because in there, they're showing a lot of different standing desks and things and then, you know, and how they review them and then links to them and guarantee that because they're not the manufacturer, they're more of an education brand around home office and home office products, standing desks being one of them. Here they are linking to them directly from within their site. I'm not sure if you can buy from directly from within site or if we're linking to Amazon or where they're going, but maybe can you talk a bit about the different types of high ticket drop shipping is available? Like, is this a Shopify store with you importing products? How do you build these relationships? Or is this truly like a content play and just links out to other places?
Yeah, I'll give you a few resources there. I think if you scrolled a little bit farther, you'll find one of the companies I was a part of not too long ago on a page ranking for best standing desk of 2022. So that business is standingdesknation.com. So my former business partner, Brian Angel, and I worked together on that business, really worked hard on the SEO. That is a very hard category, I'll tell you that right now. There's a lot of people there. And so, you scroll a little farther, you'll find that. Or just go to standingdesknation.com if you want a really good example of what a high-ticket dropshipping business looks like. And I'm happy to get into the details of how that works. I'm happy to give the entire business model away if you want to. I'd love to give you a little more of my story, just how we got to the course, if that's something you're interested
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Yes, please do.
So, but, you know, taking back, I built and sold that that business in less than a year while still working at Walmart. I went down to 2 days a week. I was going to quit, and they were like, "Hey, how would you like to work 2 days a week and keep your insurance?" You know, insurance seemed like a big deal at the time. Maybe not. You're in Canada, so but definitely an American thing, right? To worry about that. I was at a conference, and two gentlemen presenting on Amazon FBA took a shining to me and somehow convinced me to take some of that money and basically invested in their business they were starting. Long story short, that was not that was not a great partnership. We did exit for $350,000 or something like that. So I learned a lot, but man, was that a bad partnership. I pushed hard on my podcast, right? So I was telling people my story. I was affiliate marketing that first course. Through that led me to doing some coaching. And I got on a call with a friend of mine to do a little mastermind. And the two other gentlemen who were supposed to be on that call did not show up. So him and I were just riffing on his business. And he had taken the approach of, let's just sell one product. And so he was just selling one single high ticket product, which it can work. But this is kind of where our methodology was grown out of wait a minute, maybe you should target one person. So I asked him, I said, who is this one person who's buying this product from me. He was selling composting toilets. And it turned out it was a lot of tiny home people. And I said, well, why don't we sell everything that's, or why don't you sell everything that's in a tiny home? And by the end of the call, apparently he liked my idea so much, he literally gave me half his business. And that's when we went in and shifted this to a tiny house website, selling everything you would find inside a tiny house. There's a lot of high ticket products inside of there that aren't just the composting toilet. And we were able to scale that business quite hard. And he bought me out of that business. Which was a great day. My wife and I were $40,000 in consumer debt when I started this journey. And that day, I was able to pay off the debt. But with the good comes the bad. Literally within a couple of days, my wife asked for a divorce. So it was kind of back to square one. But as the universe does, it provides, right? So there was this high, got out of debt. Wife said, hey, you know, this new lifestyle's not for me. You're working too much. She went on her way. And then shortly after that is when I... had an old client reach out. So I had coached two gentlemen who live in Wisconsin, which kept us pretty close. I coached them to $250,000 in their first 3 months. We remained friends for the next nine. And shortly after my wife asked for divorce, they reached out and they were like, hey, how would you like to just come on board on this company? And that turned out to be the company where I really learned a lot. This is where I dove deep into SEO. This is where I really cut my teeth on Google Ads. And we were able to take that business from $1 million in its first year to $11 million 2 years later. I was able to exit that business right before COVID, which is probably not the best time to exit, right before everything exploded. But it was a personal seven-figure victory for me. So you know, through all of those experiences, I learned that this business model is relatively simple. And I'm sure we can break that down right after this. But it's still a business, right? You still have to do the work. To me, this business model, it's incredible. I don't know any other business model where you can get started with such little overhead and such little risk and really go after this with little to no downside, if I'm honest with you, other than the time commitment.
Yeah, exactly. And you did make a good comment early on about just like the bad rap a little bit about drop shipping in general. Like a lot of people, you know, like when you talk about like branding people, they always talk about, you know, I mean, you know, a brand is not a logo. A brand is the feeling you get when you show up to the website and just and being part of a community and having some social or environmental concept around it. And there's lots of like interesting concepts around branding, which is maybe different than the unfortunate, I guess, misconceptions about dropshipping. Because you think about AliExpress and other different things where you're, you know, and it's like multiple weeks for delivery or a month or more for delivery, and there's no returns. And it's just that's the unfortunate part about maybe the marketplace side of being able to bring in products and put them on your website. But then you're just kind of stuck holding the bag trying to figure, well, how am I driving traffic to this thing? And then, you know, just the customer acquisition costs are quite high. ROAS, it's really hard to get a return on ad spend now with iOS 14 updates and cookieless apocalypse and all the craziness that's going on right now in the market, right? So I'd love to hear from your perspective, since you've gone through all of this journey, you know what it's like to actually find and execute. You know, obviously the Standing Desk Nation is a really great example. That'll be in the show notes. But let's talk about like these misconceptions of dropshipping, and let's talk about why people should get involved in this sort of business model online.
Yeah, 100%. Like, this is my favorite part to talk about, because so many people probably just haven't heard of this type of business, right? So again, most people thinking dropshipping are thinking, like you said, AliExpress junk from China that's showing up in 30 to 45 days in a heavily taped box that smells like a factory. It's a piece of, you know, it's not a quality product. Whereas what I want you to think through when I talk about dropshipping is like selling products you've definitely heard of, right? So my first business was the3dprinterguy.com. I sold that. They ran into the ground. So you'll have to see it on a Wayback Machine if you want to go look at it. But that's selling brands of 3D printers that if you're in that space, you've heard of all of these brands. It's not some factory in China I contacted to create this. I'm not creating my own brand. What I'm doing is creating a resource online for 3D printer lovers to come to and consume information and get answers that they're not going to get on Amazon.com or any other place that they, you know, the big places where they're going to go shop. There's no customer service person who can answer those questions. There's no content on Amazon.com about, you know, the different types of 3D printing machines, the different types of extruders, the different types of plastic that you're going to need. And so that, to me, is a better way to do things. Sell products people are already looking for, which leads to you having demand capture rather than demand generation. So when you have your own brand, you're on Facebook and you have to interrupt someone who's looking at grandma's dinner or what their friends did this weekend and say, hey, check out this widget. I know you want to buy it, or, you know, go have an influencer talk about it, which I, you know, that method's getting a little old lately, at least on how many people are influencers. And so rather than stop someone in their tracks and try to get them interested in your product, you already know these people are interested, and you can use Google Shopping or Google AdWords to get in, or SEO, which is my favorite, to get in front of people who are already looking for these products. They're already searching brand names and products names. They're already searching product types and looking, like you did, looking for best standing desk, right?
Right.
And you're able to get in front of them. And the other reason I love this method is I just want to talk like financially here, right? So if I'll use round numbers. If you wanted to make $30,000 selling a $30 product, you'd have to sell 1,000 items a month. Now, if you wanted to do that in high ticket drop shipping, you could sell 10 $3,000 items. So you tell me, like, how many employees do you need to ship 1,000 orders, or right, customer service for 1,000 orders versus 10? How many damages and returns are you likely to get on 1,000 orders versus 10? And you just have no overhead here, which means less risk. So like these are the reasons that I love this business model. And probably the biggest reason is there is no risk, because you can start for less than $500 and you can start in 30 days or less. You can go test this thesis right after you're listening to this podcast and have something done in the next month that should be producing sales, and you can see, oh man, this Ben guy's onto something.
No, I agree with you about the shipping opportunities of like of a average order value of $30 and having to ship 1,000. You know, and I'm thinking about the acquisition side of it too, about like just trying to find 1,000 customers versus maybe trying to find 10 customers that see value in a premium quality product that they know of already. That's, you know, in $1,000 or $3,000 in your example. I think that's a much easier way to, you know, to consider, because people are buying these products, and it's just like how you position yourself in the marketplace. So I think a lot of people listening today would definitely agree with you on that, that, you know, having less employees and less returns and less overhead, less risk, like all those things. I totally agree with you on that. So what do you believe are some of the early steps to kind of get started in this particular type of drop shipping?
Yeah. So the first thing you're going to want to do is think through what to sell, right? So right, most of the times, if you do this, I'm positive you can go on Google and there's, you know, other folks out there with huge giant lists. I wouldn't recommend that. In fact, we've done a podcast on this, literally going through product by product and explaining why 237 niches you should choose from are bad ideas, right? I want you to use your brain. And personally, I have a little different take than John does. I think you should do something you are into. Business is, I don't want to say it's hard, but it's a grind every single day, right? And there's ups and downs and there's problems to solve. And if you're building something around which you have a genuine interest, waking up every day and thinking about it, or laying in bed thinking about it, or consuming content about it, or writing content about it, or actually, you know, getting the products at a wholesale cost so you can use them and create content about it, is going to be much, much easier than if you're selling something you don't really understand. So my first business was 3D printers, and I didn't really know anything, which is fine. I had to learn marketing. I had to learn a lot. I had to learn Shopify, honestly. I had to learn some code. I had to learn a lot of things back then.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have a genuine interest, whereas future businesses, I did. And that really made it easier to understand the person behind the screen. So a lot of times in marketing, we're always looking at numbers, and we're, how do I make this number go up or make this number right, go down, right? AOV or LTV. Mm-hmm. The reality is every single one of those numbers is someone sitting behind their phone or sitting behind their computer, raising their hand saying, I'm very interested in what you're selling. Please help me solve my problem. And so when I was in a market that I genuinely cared about, it was very easy to talk to that person because I was that person in the past or currently. And I understood their lingo. I understood how they wanted to be treated. I understood the problems they wanted to solve. And so being able to create that content and answer those questions was very, very simple. And so I recommend just open up Apple Notes on your phone and walk around. I call this the touch point test. I'm sure you've heard it elsewhere before. Just everything you see that is $800, even bigger, if you can go higher, great. Anything above $1,000, just make a little note, right? And you'll probably stumble across quite a few things that shock you that they're in that price range, or that you have, you know, think about your hobbies, think about what's in your home. Worst case scenario, go to Wayfair and just look in their drop-down menus. Every single one of those ideas fits this criteria, or nearly every single one, right? So I would try to differentiate yourself a little bit from what you see on Wayfair and really think through how can I find not necessarily a product, but a market, a human to serve, where I can create real value in this marketplace. That's where I would start.
Today's episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data makes it easy to get accurate sales, marketing, and customer data in the tools you already use, like Google Analytics and the new GA4. But doesn't stop there. They also power audience building and better retargeting with LTV data and subscription integrations like Recharge and Smarter. See how other brands are crushing it by using Little Data and get yourself a free trial 30 days by visiting littledata.io. Just thinking out loud too, because I think, you know, we have to be creative here. And so I'm interested right now in electric bicycles. I think it's a very interesting market. I think because you can still, you know, get your exercise, but then you also can get an extended range if you're actually going into work. So what a great opportunity where this is a high ticket item. You can't carry all the products. So could you just maybe briefly walk us through what would happen if someone listening today says, hey, what? I'm in the e-bike market. I think that's very interesting because there's lots of Shopify stores that are branded on their particular e-bike. Can you walk us through maybe a few minutes about what someone should do in this particular case if their research has figured out that, hey, e-bikes are for me, what do I do next?
Yeah, I hate to rain on your parade, Steve. I would just say this is one, that particular market is so saturated, right? Like you're not the only person to have this idea. It's very saturated, but we can use this exercise to understand why it's saturated and why I would move away from there, but also your next steps, right? So once you've like narrowed down, I would encourage you to narrow it down to a few. You're going to want to understand who's in this market, right? So you should understand the human behind it. Now you're going to want to understand what brands are actually in there, right? So you can simply go to Google and just type in e-bike. If you want, go to the shopping tab, go to brands. You'll probably find other dropshippers who have all of their brands listed out. So you can start making a list of all the brands that are in this market. And then you're simply going to reach out to them, right? If you decide this market isn't oversaturated, right, which e-bikes, you're going to find a lot of people selling those products, which I would say, you know, maybe move down your list to something that's a little less, you know, saturated. There's not so many people in there all selling the same thing. Right. But you're going to make a list of these brands. And then this is where I think people get stuck of like, where do I find these products? You're literally reaching out to the brands that you see. And so, you know, I used to own a pellet grill website, and one of the biggest brands out there is Memphis. I called Memphis directly and said, hey, my name's Ben. I'm the owner of pelletgrillpros.com. I'd love to speak to whoever is in charge of approving retailers for your brand. And they'll pass me on to the person. I'll let them know, here's what I'm trying to build. And I'll have built the website already. This is important. You should sign up for Shopify and get something built so that they can see, hey, this is what my products will look like on this website. These guys are not just some fly-by-night person looking to flip our products. They're looking to build a real business. And so that's as simple as it is. Like, find the market, find the human you want to serve, go find the brands that exist in that market, build a website so you can say, hey, this is what I'm trying to build here, and then reach out to those brands and speak to them about becoming a retailer for their products.
So it sounds like some of the things that we need, just thinking out loud here, for sure we'll need a domain to go along with that brand. Shopify, I think, I don't know, $30, I think, as a starting point for their, you know, for their, just, I guess, the Shopify starter plan. And then there's always the thought about free theme versus a premium theme. I'm sure we can kind of maybe dig into that. Is there anything else that you think people may need to kind of get themselves at least to a point where they look credible enough that they can actually start reaching out to these brands?
Yeah, this is the best part of this business model, in my opinion, right? If you think about a franchise, if you wanted to go up in a Subway or something down the street, you're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the license, to build the building to spec, to get everything up to what needs to be done, including the land. If you launch your own brand, right, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening here who have launched their own brand. You got to do the research. You got to get samples. You have to place a big order. You have to launch and hope people understand who you are. But I like this business model because cash flow is king. So there's all cash flow here, and you can start for less than $500. So just like you said, you're going to spend, what, $12 on a domain? I prefer Namecheap. You can buy wherever you want to. $30 on Shopify. You can start with a free theme. I definitely have done so in the past. Or a paid theme's better. I'm a big fan of Superstore from Out of the Sandbox and Pixel Union. In fact, we love that one so much that if you sign up for our course, we actually give you that theme for free because it's just, we think it's one of the best themes on the market.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
You're going to need Google Workspace, formerly known as G Suite, which is, you're not going to want to have joebagofdonuts@gmail.com as your customer service name. You're going to want to have, you know, info@mybusiness.com at the domain you bought, right? You might also want to get an 800 phone number. I know I'm not sure what that looks like in Canada, but in the United States, that's pretty simple with Grasshopper. It's about $40 a month. You can get an 800 number or a toll-free number. Again, so you look professional. You might want to get a little branding done. Fiverr's pretty good for that. You can probably get that done for $25 or less. Right. And then the big thing is Google Ads. Like, you're going to have to go acquire these customers. So once you've set this up, call those brands, uploaded their products onto your site and built collections, things like that, you need to drive some traffic. And so we use Google Ads for this. Google is very good about giving you free money to try this out. They have multiple offers. Some are like spend 150, we'll give you 150, or spend 500, we'll give you 500. And Bing has the same thing. Don't sleep on Bing, by the way, if this is ever something you want to do. Bing is definitely a great channel. I don't know who uses it, but somebody does, and it's fantastic. Yeah. And so those are your expenses, right? And so this is all, you know, $500 or less, really. If you don't buy a theme and if you take the small Google Ads offer, you should get a sale. If you set up your shopping ads the right way, don't use Performance Max, don't use Smart Shopping. Those don't work for higher ticket items. Build out like a, you know, a priority funnel using high, medium, and low priority to funnel your keywords where you want them to go. And you should get a sale here, right? And the biggest investment that you had that entire time wasn't the $500. It was your time, right?
Right.
You're going to have to upload those products. You're going to have to call the brands. You're going to have to build the website. But this is all great because you have to learn that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have to learn how to market. You have to learn how to code. And that's another reason I love this business model, is because you're not really making that much of investment to go figure this stuff out. And you're going to learn marketing along the way. You're going to learn Google Ads. You're going to learn some SEO. You're going to have to learn conversion rate optimization. You're going to have to learn copywriting. You're going to have to learn how to code a little bit. And hopefully you're doing all of this while getting paid by making some sales, right? Or at minimum, breaking even and, you know, reaping all the credit card rewards that come with being a business owner. And so if you can learn this and not go spend $100,000 to get some crazy degree and hope you get a job, but if you can learn these things and have these skills that you can go apply, whether it's in high ticket drop shipping, or many people I know who have done this and went and started a social media agency, or went and started a hiring agency, or started a bookkeeping thing, like just understanding all the different parts of running a business is mm-hmm. super valuable. And this is a way you can do that. Hopefully, you know, air quotes, risk-free here, or financially mm-hmm. free. And ideally you're making money in the process.
It sounds like almost like you're getting like a little executive MBA by just getting into the weeds and slowly start learning what needs to get done. And you make a really good point about it's pretty basic and inexpensive to get rocking with a domain and Shopify and a theme and email and phone and branding and things like that. I mean, you know, once you get kind of those basics in there and then start reaching out to these different, you know, suppliers for these products, and, you know, they obviously have arrangements to allow them to ship these high ticket items directly to your customer on your behalf, is kind of how it all works. Has there ever been a challenge around payments now? Because I guess every relationship is different with every brand, but from your perspective, you know, let's say, let's forget the e-bike one, but let's go e-scooters, probably just as complex and saturated. But let's suppose you have a relationship with an e-scooter company, and you have these products on your website, and you collect and you have the money now in your bank account, and this order is now ready to be fulfilled. How does the supplier get paid, their wholesale value, including shipping for them? Is there a direct connection through an app that the order is automatically fulfilled by the supplier? Just curious on some of the technical sides of, I have stock or I have products on my website and now I have an order. What happens next?
Yeah, it's definitely simpler than you think. It is a little more manual than that. I wish there was a way to really push these through. But again, you're not having 1,000 orders a month. Like, this isn't consuming your whole day. If you did 30,000 in sales and you got a 25% margin, you made $7,500 if I'm doing my public math, right?
Yeah.
And you only had to process those 10 orders, right? So it's as simple as emailing your supplier. Hey, we have this new order. Here's where it's going. And they'll likely have a card on file. Just did a fun little podcast episode on that. Like, the two you're going to want to have here that I think are fantastic little perks of this business model, many business models really, is you're going to want the Amex Gold. They're going to give you 4x back on your spend on all of your ad spend, right? And you're going to be able to fly first class pretty much anywhere for free for the rest of your life. A fantastic little bonus there just for your expenses in your business. Love and then it. On the cost of goods side, I would recommend the Capital One Spark card, where you're going to get 2% back on everything. So you can imagine, of that 30,000, let's say 20,000 of that was cost of goods. You're going to get 2% back on that as a rebate. Again, Capital One is very clear. This is not a payment. They don't give you any tax forms. This is a tax-free, nice little bonus for owning one of these businesses, according to Capital One. I'm not, you know, please, this is not financial advice. Go talk yeah. your CPA, all those things. But a lot of nice little bonuses for being a business owner, like a lot of little perks there. And so it's as simple as that. Place the order with your supplier. Likely they'll have your Capital One card on file. They'll ship it to the customer. They'll charge your Capital One card. 2 days later, the money will come from Shopify into your bank account and you go pay off the Capital One card.
All right. That seems pretty straightforward. I'd like to pivot to a story now because I think this is kind of rubber meets the road. I don't know if you have any stories, or I know your podcast. I know you've been chatting with quite a few, I guess, different students and some of their successes and stuff like that. So I don't know if you can share more details about your podcast or any kind of stories you think that could be impactful for those listening today.
Yeah, that's where we were able to share a few different stories. So rather than me give you a short version, I'd love for you to go listen, right? So we have a few on here. My business partner, John, told his story first. That's episode 9. My longer version of my story is episode 15. And then again, some other people who have either come through our course or come from another course and then came to us to figure out how to actually grow this business. Like we told you how to start today, but you're going to need to know how to grow this thing. And so some of those people have come into our ecosystem that way. One, his name is Isaac Smith. He has pivoted now to Summit E-commerce Advisors. He's now doing bookkeeping and helping people hire for their businesses. That's episode 26. Episode 28 is my former business partner, Brian Angel. He's got a fantastic story. So much so, like we ran Standing Destination, one of our best sellers. That brand was going out of business. We went and acquired that brand and took it over. And then he went and acquired another treadmill desk company and put it underneath that brand. Brian's an incredible entrepreneur and really a good example of what you can do in this business model. And, you know, there's some downsides too. And I think he shares a little bit of that in that story. John Murphy, he's one of the rare e-bike success stories. So if you want to hear the e-bike thing, check out episode 34. He'd be a great guest on your show, by the way, Steve, if you'd like that intro. Yeah. Kellen Ambrose, episode 37. He's got a fantastic story. I believe he was working at, I want to say CC's Pizza or Panera or something like that. All the way to, he's one of the people in our course who has one of the biggest businesses. He has a couple of huge businesses, actually. And then Tris and Blake are a great example of how you can do this in other countries. Australia is ripe for the picking. If you're listening to this in Australia and you have any sort of gumption whatsoever, get after this. There's huge opportunity in Australia right now. There's just not a lot of people doing it there. And so Tris and Blake are a great example of what you can do abroad with this business model as well.
Very cool. Thank you. I'll make sure I put these all in the show notes and some links to these exact episodes. And I'll definitely get people to, I'm going to subscribe to your show. I listened to like one episode, but I think I'm going to subscribe also. A little bit of a junkie actually also being involved in this industry. Nice to get different people's perspectives, right? Diversity and you know, I mostly focus both on the agency side or on the partnership side, but it's nice to hear the entrepreneurial story too. And that roller coaster ride, I think that's kind of where you kind of fit into that mix. So you give the technology side, but really, how do you build a business, sustainable, long-term, viable, profitable business through high-ticket drop shipping? I think it's a really unique angle to go on, and it's sustainable and it's possible. So I think that's really, really cool. We are nearing the end of the show for today, but I know I kind of alluded to it at the beginning of the show that, you know, you do have an online course. It's quite successful. It's doing its thing. I think it's available at dropshipbreakthrough.com, but you wanted to just maybe unpack it a bit about what people get if they choose to take the course, and then a special offer for those listening today.
Yeah, the course is it stands alone. Like I said, we both came from another one. I believe they're Shopify's recommended course from like 2018 or something, 2017. We came from there, and there's a reason we built this one. It's just the business model is simple. Teaching you how to start is very simple. I think you can get that from this show. If not, definitely check out Dropship Podcast. We walk through the whole process. It's really, how do you take it to the next level? How do you grow your business? So our course, we have that entire first section. Here's how to get started. Here's how everything works. Here's how to choose your market. Here's how to build your website. Here's how to reach out to brands. Here's how to get products on your website. Here's how to run Google Ads the right way so that you get some sales and Bing Ads and things like that, and run remarketing. And then we also have a whole second section of the course, which is also just as big, if not bigger, that teaches you how to grow your business. Some of the biggest levers in your business are going to be on the SEO front, and that makes my nerdy little heart smile. I could talk about SEO all day long. And so a lot of wonderful stuff in there. And again, if you're just a podcast junkie, check out Dropship Podcast. I think you'll enjoy John and I's banter. He's Australian, so we crack some jokes there. And we also have a Patreon as well, where we go much, much deeper. And we charge $5 per episode of that. But definitely check out the free show. If you're listening to this and you're a podcast guy, check that out. But if you're ready to hop in, Steve's right. We have a wonderful offer. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/Fastlane. We'd be happy to take $500 off your purchase. So 25% off. There's also the ability to join our elite membership on the back end there if you want to have a private Slack channel, private access to John and I in there where we do office hours and we do coaching calls and things like that. You also get the Patreon for free with that package. But we'd love to have you. If you want to come join through this podcast special offer, check out dropshipbreakthrough.com/Fastlane. I'm sure you'll put that in the show notes.
Yep, absolutely. And let's not forget your Facebook group too, Dropship Tribe. I'll put that link in there. What's the vibe going on in your Facebook group?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of folks who are getting started and they're curious, hey, who's actually been successful? I think there's just too many gurus out there, right? So a lot of people come in, first off, they come in not really understanding high ticket dropshipping. So that allows us to introduce them to what we talked about today. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they kind of want to know, hey, are Ben and John full of shit? Sorry if I can't swear on this show, but they want to know, right? And so a lot of people are posting in there and a lot of our students are in there as well. And it really just gives us an opportunity to connect with people who are getting started or are curious about this journey, or, you know, even folks who have come from any of the other business models or courses on the internet who want to come in and learn more of what exactly John and I teach. It's a great place to just kind of hang out.
Well, after 5 years of podcasting, I think my listeners, I think I've earned a little bit of trust in the 260 some episodes, and definitely having you on, I think, and believe that you are the real deal. I have had a chance to get inside your course and have a peek, and you know, what you're teaching is very similar from a marketing strategy perspective, kind of what I do in my day job at Shopify. I mean, you know, I have a book of business, and I'm a trusted advisor. I really help improve efficiencies and, you know, profitably grow revenue and, you know, build lifetime loyalty is kind of what, you know, and product adoption, these sorts of things, you know, from the Shopify world. When I see your different sections of your course and what you're training, it really is like an EMBA of commerce. But the angle is different, meaning that, hey, instead of shipping 1,000 widgets, it's now 10 at $3,000 a piece. And I think it's a whole different angle, but there's a lots of education and marketing around all of that. It's not just the basics. We get all those set up, the table stakes, but then after that, what are the next steps to grow and scale this business? And like you said, the SEO side of it, understanding the ad side of it, the attribution of everything. It's so interesting. There's so many ways of getting out there. TikTok is hot right now. And like, there's things that can be done to build a business. But you know, they're a little bit of, you know, I guess the crawl, walk, run kind of analogy. And I just, I think this is really exciting to have. Thank you for this offer. This $500 off is phenomenal. It's a small investment for those listening today. If you say, hey, once and for all, I really want to make something for myself. I want to own something. You know, there's a downturn of the economy. This is still an opportunity. People are still buying online. Shopify is growing massively. There's lots of opportunity. There's still traditional retail. There's lots of stuff going on in the world right now. This is a great opportunity to learn more. I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I just wish you like tremendous success with this course. And just one thing I wanted to lead off with here and end off the show is that, you know, Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, I'd also add maybe to, you know, a path that leads to more entrepreneurs. And for me, it's very clear that's, you're exactly in that exact lane. You're highly aligned with really wanting to help people, that motivated people that really want the steps to be successful. And I think high ticket dropshipping really is the way to go. And just wanted to thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Happy to chat with anybody listening to this who has questions as well. I hope to hear from a few listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll leave your contact. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.